This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, we got a lot of things going on in New California. We'll be talking about that. A lot of town halls going on. We're doing a lot of town halls and talking about what is happening with New California, winning people over. Winning, winning, winning. Winning, winning, winning. It is happening. Winning, winning, winning. Anyway, there is it's amazing to be out there on the streets. You're out there walking around saying, yeah, you're for this and you're for that. Now, you know, if you're a Trumper, you got to be a trooper. You got to be a street Marine, as our good friend Dane tells us. Be that street Marine. Okay, great article that appeared in Epoch Times. It came out, actually, I didn't get it until yesterday, the complete one. Great, great international publication, and it's out and about, and we're already receiving some acclaim for it. And this is an article that followed up on the Constitutional Convention that we had in Irvine, California. And what a place that was. Anyway, the Constitutional Convention and all the things that were going on. So anyway, I really want to thank everybody that went to the convention and all the people that have said so many great things about what happened at the convention. It really, truly has been a great experience and very much appreciative of all those people who showed up and participated. It's just... Okay, so some of the big headlines are going on. Bombs, bombs, bombs. I mean, you know, we've escalated it all now. Reportedly, bombs have been sent to the White House, into Bill Clinton's, or the Hillary's place. Bombs were intercepted. Bombs over to, oh, and the Obamas, they got some too. So we're just tossing bombs everywhere, hand grenades everywhere. It's an election season. I mean, you can't have the Republicans for weeks bashing on the fact that the Democrats have been bashing on the Republicans and actually confronting them in public. And that just doesn't look good. So you got to have fair and balance, right? So apparently somebody decided to be fair and balanced with everything. And what they've got going on is they've got this whole situation that, oh, we got to do tit for tat. That's what I'm thinking. It's starting to look that way anyway, as far as I'm concerned. So that's just me. That's just little old being the way I think. But that's the way it looks anyway. So remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. We have this great story that came up, and I want to thank Rochelle who sent this in to us, the listener. MS-13, you know, we talk about what is it like on this side of the border for all these gangsters? And people are out there saying that the Democrats are saying, there's no gangsters in MS-13. They're just a wonderful group of people. You know what? And, of course, us, me in particular, I've worked with the gang things. I know all the, a lot of gang things. I know who the cast of characters are. And I can tell you what's been going on because, yes, MS-13 is, they're here. And a lot of people don't think that could be true, but nothing further from the truth in denial would be terrible because they are here and they have been here. Now, truth is that this article that came out, it was on August 31st from Associated Press, San Francisco. More than two dozen MS-13 gang members and affiliates were arrested and charged following a month-long murder and drug trafficking investigation centered in a rural California city. That the gang turned into a base of its operations, and the U.S. and state prosecutor said. MS-13 took advantage of limited resources in the city of Mendota. Mendota, M-E-N-D-O-T-A. Doting over the Mendota. And used it in other areas of Fresno County to conduct their crimes, to hide out from crimes that they had committed in other jurisdictions, and to prepare to commit crimes in states as far away as New York and Fresno County, said the district attorney, Lisa Schapp, said at a news conference that with Fresno and state, Fresno, in Fresno with state and federal officials. Mendota has a population of roughly, listen to this, this is how they do this. This is, they did not pull the thing with MS-13 with a lot of people coming into Mendota. But if you're doing the immigration program, the New Americans Welcoming Communities program and immigration program, the real idea behind that is to bus in people that would be, let's say, bus in overnight, maybe 8,000 to 10,000 people into your little tiny community of 11,000. Do the math on that. And the question is, why are they doing that? Well, it's Cloward and Piven. It's Cloward and Piven strategy. And those of you who do not know or are familiar with the Cloward and Piven strategy, I'll tell you a little bit about it. Francis Fox Piven and Richard Cloward were two professors, I think, at Columbia. Why not Columbia? Might as well be Columbia University, the Communist Central. And they came up with the plan where they could actually... they did this. Overwhelm the services of a governmental organization. And what I mean by that is, you know, let's, as an example, excuse me, you've got a water company. And the water company has a capacity of serving 1,000 residences. Okay? That's its maximum capacity. And all of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere, you get another 2,000 people signing up for water services. We already serve 1,000. Bam, all of a sudden, we need 2,000. How does that affect you in your planning? You're overwhelmed. If you're that water company, and you see, that's exactly what we're trying, that's exactly what they do here. This is the Cloward and Piven strategy at work. There you have a water agency, a governmental organization, and they can only service 1,000, yet the request comes in, you got to have 2,000 like today. Well, you're instantly overwhelmed. Does that make sense? That's the Cloward and Piven strategy. They did this in New York. They almost bankrupted New York. They did bankrupt Orange County. And what happened when they did that? What was the end result for Orange County when that bankruptcy took place? Well, the end result is what you're listening to right now. And don't you think you need to hear from other sides? Anyway, we got other things going on. We're going to get into this Cloward and Piven strategy and the MS-13 business in a little bit more. But I want to say right now, because we're going to run up against some of the things, and I'm trying to get through my agenda today, that this MS-13 gang situation is just the tip of the iceberg. And we have been reporting ad nauseum this fact. Now people are starting to wake up that all these internal plants are here. And MS-13 has a particular thing about them They are into political assassinations. In order to be an MS-13 person, you've got to be trained in MS-13. And it just so happens that a lot of these people coming across the border haven't been trained as the vicious killers that MS-13 are. But they're specifically trained as assassins, MS-13. Yeah, they will take you out if you're in some sort of governmental organization like a city or state, or you're an important spokesperson on radio. They take you out. That's what they do. Nice, interesting group of people, right? But that's what they're trained to do. So they come back to the United States fully trained in how to kill people. That's MS-13. And those of you girls have MS-13 boyfriends, well, they might not be on the street too long. I don't know why. That's kind of random. I just threw that out there. But, you know, what drives a young lady to fall in love with a gangster? You know, I guess that's the Romeo and Juliet thing, right? I don't know. I just threw that out because these gangsters are savvy enough in order to prolong their visits here or whatever, keep the gang together to draw in women for just that reason, marry them, and of course start to claim citizenship. That whole process. Anyway, we got more things to fry. Like former presidents. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent companies.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
a dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Last few minutes, we've received an on-the-record statement from the Secret Service, and it confirms that they intercepted two suspicious packages as part of routine screening of mail coming into their protectees, in this case, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They said the package addressed to Hillary Clinton in Westchester, New York, came in late on October 23rd, and then they sent a second package, was also confirmed with Barack Obama here in Washington, D.C. They emphasized that none of these packages received, were received by those they were addressed to. So they were intercepted before they arrived, but they said they had the look of potential explosive devices, and they were disposed of, which would be routine in these circumstances. What has the attention of at least one person I spoke to this morning is whether we may be looking at some events that are connected, or a chain of events, beginning with this device that was picked up, addressed to George Soros, also in New York State earlier this week. So we have three events with suspicious packages. I would note in the Soros device that it's been described as a pipe bomb that may have been hand-delivered to the address. So that's kind of an anomaly. It's different than what we've seen with these suspicious packages with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Nonetheless, it was described as a pipe bomb filled with explosive powder. So three suspicious packages in 72 hours, targeting very high-profile individuals. The good news is that the two with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were intercepted by the Secret Service, and they have launched a full criminal investigation. So this is really a top-tier, top-line investigation at this point, Bill.
Okay, there you have it. Catherine here. That's the latest that we can
give. Everybody.
That we can give you about what's going on from at least Fox News. And we'll see if we got some other people out there that are reporting. Not merely, it says, now the update is no suspicious package. So you're getting this kind of, you know, this just popped up. I mean, you have to kind of be in the studio and understand how it just pops up when it does pop up. So it's kind of like special treats for us. Special treats for you when we have these kind of things happening. It's, you know, I think these are the things, this is the playground that people are in. I really believe that. This is where they're going. And again, one of the tactics that these people use is the tactic of basically ramping it up. In other words, incrementalism kind of run amok, and what they've done is that they've decided that they're going to go to the violence trip. That's what I think. Oh boy, now is the time. Anyway, all kinds of stuff going on. There really is. We have a big meeting, actually. We're reconvening the meeting, or reconvening the Constitutional Convention on Thursday night, and we're going to be passing some actual resolutions on the Thursday night electronic communique, I guess you could say, because we use a certain product. I'm not going to mention their name. And we pull everybody together. This, if you look at what's happening in terms of New California, we're going to be the first state to use electronic means to actually be conducting business and help to form the first new state electronically. That's another thing. We're doing this all, like, a lot of it electronic, because, you know, we're so vast. But we can cut through the vastness by having certain technology, which we have. You know, you have these companies out there, well aware, that sell these products, and I'm not going to mention the companies because they don't pay the freight, but we do use them, and we pay the fee to use them. That's the other thing. You got to be able to pay those bills out there. So go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and donate to a good cause, because we are trying very, very hard and over the top to bring you the best information we can possibly bring you about what's going on. All right. Get back to our big stories of the day. Beto, yard sign set on fire outside of Dallas. We're under the understanding. We've been hearing some things about Beto O'Rourke and who supports him with money and so on. And we don't know for sure who does this. We don't know for sure. I just want to put this out there because there are stories going on. We're not going to jump into the middle of that about Beto O'Rourke. It's Ted Cruz. That's the whole reason why President Trump came out to Beto, you know, to take on Beto. Beto. It's Robert. That's what, you know, I'm a Robert. No one calls me, and don't do it. No one calls me Beto. Don't call me Beto. I don't want to be called Beto. Okay, so what's going on in the California elections is really kind of the big thing. A lot of speculation, a lot of talk and conversation I've been having. I had some pretty, last night we did our town hall in Solano County. It was excellent, actually. And we're going to be doing another town hall tonight in Gilroy, California. So if you're in Gilroy, California, and you want to come out and listen to, go to our website and listen to me pontificate, you can go ahead and show up. Go to the website, and you can see where we're having it, then you can go from there. That's the way it works. But we're doing a lot of traveling, a lot of speculation about all the things that's happening out here. And California elections are, it's, you know, we have the most representatives in the House. Got 54. So by far we have the most. And other states are looking at taking some away based upon population. And that would be like Nevada, of course. So the way these representatives or districts are drawn up by state is that you're given representatives based on a formula, an amount. And California far exceeds any other state, so we've got the bulk of them, and we really dominate what goes on in the legislature. But with New California, that'll all be broken up. Everybody says, well, how are you going to break it up? Well, it's going to be broken up with a lot of negotiations with governmental officials, private industry, and so on, private people. You know, farmers are just like human beings, as they would call them. So anyway, our situation that's developed out here in California with the House of Representatives, currently, as it sits, you have 54 members of the House based on population, and you have 14 of those. Is it 14? Yeah, 14 of those are, is it 53? Must be 53. 14 of those are Republicans, and the rest are Democrats. I mean, there's really a disparity there. We look to have this change, and we're going to go out on a limb, and as a grand toto to all of this, we think that we're going to pull in. At the end of the day, we'll have 30 members of the House that are Republican. I know I'm really out there on this one. But I have all the full faith and confidence in the blue wave. The blue wave, yeah. Don't you? That it's not going to appear. The blue wave is a drop. It's a mash. It's a part of you're imagining it. You know, you say, well, it's an outside set. You know, if you've ever been surfing, little tales of the surfboard, if you've ever been surfing, waves run in what are called sets. And, you know, a set of waves, you know, you'll get a swirl of like three or four waves coming in that are fairly modest and you can ride them. It's called a set. And then it goes, then the water just sort of is still. For as many as 2 to 3 minutes. And you're just sort of bobbing around. And you're always looking out there to see how far out. Well, what's the outside look like, you ask? You want to see where the next wave's coming from. Because they don't want to be knocked on the keisters. That's the way it goes in the surfing world. Anticipation of where that next wave is coming from. So it goes. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Administration insisted that there is evidence that Middle Easterners are among that caravan of migrants headed toward the U.S. from Central America.
That sounds frightening. Middle Easterners, huh?
And then the president undercut those very claims and admitted he had no proof.
Sarah, does the president have credible evidence that Middle Easterners are in this caravan?
Absolutely. We have, and we know that this is a continuing problem.
Where is the evidence, if any?
Well, it's inconceivable that there are not people of Middle Eastern descent in a crowd of more than 7,000 people.
No proof that they're in the caravan
well,
now.
They could very well be.
But there's no proof.
There's no proof of anything. There's no proof of anything. But they could very well be.
Oh, my God.
It's very existential. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. There's no proof of anything. Well, actually, there is proof of some things, John Meacham. There is proof, and we have certifiable black and white proof here.
Yeah.
That Donald Trump makes the biggest fools of the people who are closer to them. Poor Mike Pence. Once again,
I don't feel sorry for him.
You know what?
He can make a choice.
John Meacham can explain to you that when we in the South say, poor Mike Pence.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. I don't really mean poor Mike Pence. What I'm I'm going to say it anyway because I'm a Southerner. Poor Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
He's sent out to make a fool of himself time and time again. And Donald Trump ends up, after he walks way out on that limb, sawing it off and watching him fall. Poor Mike Pence. Poor. He's made a fool of himself again with a lie. Same with Sarah Sanders.
Well, yeah, they're sort of, to use another Southern phrase, they're so far past where the buses run that I don't think there's any redemption. So, I mean, there's always redemption. But this is
always redemption. We believe that. We always believe that, too. Well, even if you're a runaway beer truck, there's always chance for redemption in the South.
Always. But I mean, this proves a point that I was talking to some people yesterday about this. Has anyone... And the possible exception here is Nikki Haley, and the jury's still out.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone benefited from being close to this man?
Hmm.
It's not a rhetorical, smart alecky question, but seriously, who has emerged from the Trump circle with a reputation intact or enhanced for actual reasonable conduct in the public square? Full stop.
If you find somebody, I'm happy to...
concede
well,
that.
I know someone you can't see anymore near him, and that's Ivanka, because she's hiding.
Yeah,
because
well,
she would not want to be even close to anything that he's doing right now, because then she'd be asked about it, and she wouldn't have an answer, especially as it pertains to women and children.
Yeah, she's in the daughter protection program,
I suppose so. I mean, obviously,
hiding.
Willie, there's, I mean, Dina Powell got away with a reputation intact, and
he's asking who benefited.
Nikki Haley, who got away from... Well,
unscathed.
Who benefited by, like, going on the Titanic?
Exactly.
It's kind of a hard list to draw up. But, Willie, there were a couple people that scurried to the lifeboats and, you know, got rescued. I can only name two people whose reputations haven't completely been shattered. At the top of the list, though, of shattered reputations, Mike Pence, said it before, say it again, he will never recover from this. Donald Trump will leave town, and Mike Pence and his reputation will go along with it.
Okay, so this is supposed to pass for news. and let's break it out. This is the news story. I'll use their little thing and forget about, you know, the facts that we've been talking about these people coming across the border for years now, and where they're known here. One of the other ones was there's no MS-13. Of course, we know that the MS-13 is also across the border here. We just, you know, covered the story about McGregor Scott busting this group in Fresno. You know, to the intelligence people, these are well-known people that are already assets that are across the border here now and have been coming across. These are very firm. Now, they're not bringing anything up about that or the other than Mexicans, OTMs that have been across the border. Mr. Scarborough doesn't want to mention that. These have been coming for years. We first reported these back in 2010. when we were working with one of the military organizations that was giving us information about the, they're called other than Mexicans that were coming across the border. And they were gathering up all these Middle Easterns. Now, we have known, and we have been told ourselves from our own sources, which may be better than what the president is being told, or certainly better than Joe Scarborough, that Middle Easterns have been coming across. And mixed in with the caravan, probably so. I don't know which caravan he's talking about or what's been going on. There seems to be a gathering of those in Honduras. At any rate, we do know that ISIS training camps have been set up down in those areas. So are they training such as MS-13? Now that's a thought. But I want to break it down. So they're saying there's an inconsistency in what Donald Trump is saying in his story. Now, this whole cackling hen routine, that's the news? I let this thing run for 3 minutes, almost 4 minutes. They reported the fact that there's inconsistencies. Sarah Huckabee came out. They showed Pence. They showed Trump. And the rest of it, that was all for about 20 seconds, 25 seconds, maybe 30. I'll give them 30. They bring the facts forward, and then it's just denunciations and heckling and criticisms and choidling about negativities that they can dream up. And I mean, that's news? That's news? And yeah, the story, they may have a story here. Trump may be wrong. And he's backing away, which it seems like he is. Why is he backing away? Maybe they don't have enough evidence at this point in time that, to be consistent with the evidence they've always had. I'd like to see Joe answer the question about what's already over here. And where was your concern when Obama was bringing these people in wholesale and putting them on buses and transporting them around? That is a story, but that's not going to be reported, right? No, their focus is going to be on Donald Trump. And now Ivanka, they turned their attention on Ivanka. That's supposed to be news. That's MSN. You know, I love it. One of the companies I used to be with that used to distribute Agenda 21 Radio was talking about my numbers. And he was saying, gosh, you know, your numbers are really, really, really zinging it today and all this. This is probably 5-6 years ago. And he said, you know, we were counting your numbers. And, you were about 150,000 an hour, which is kind of low to these in today's terms. And I was going, wow. He says, yeah, you know, in 3 hours, you're reaching almost 400,000 people. I go, wow, that's pretty news. Pretty good news. He said, now, what about Rachel Maddow? I said, what about her? He says, she's been on 1 hour with this great TV show, right? A $30 million set and only 82,000 viewers. He said, how much do you have invested in your studio? I said, maybe $5,000. He says, and look at your reach and look at hers. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again.
can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. 547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. All right, more choidling here.
People in the short term, John, who've been elevated by having been in the White House. Sarah Sanders is someone who now everyone knows. Jared Kushner was running a newspaper. Now he's running Middle East policy. Doesn't mean they haven't been tarnished by it, but it does mean that they've been elevated to positions in this country where they otherwise wouldn't be.
But they've been elevated in the sense we have kids roughly the same age, in the way kids are elevated when they're in a bouncy castle. Right? I mean, it's just, it's a circus. And I think there's a long-term issue here, which is we're going to miss another generation of Republican talent in the federal government.
Right.
Right? Because you're not going to, it seems to me, first of all, there aren't that many of them actually working to govern.
Right.
And what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 weeks is the president just really rejecting any pretense that he has a staff structure.
So Rick Wilson wrote the book, Everything That Trump Touches Dies. So we can
make, subtle.
Which is subtle. Yeah. It's kind of direct. But I think it's a way in which we parse benefit, John.
Yeah.
Because there's a way in which it could be elevation. But I think there are a lot of folk who benefit from Donald Trump in relation to their own selfish interest.
Sure.
Their own self.
Okay, so enough of this. Ben Rhodes. You guys remember Ben Rhodes? Ben Rhodes is the guy who came up with the whole scam about Benghazi. It was all about a video. And, you know, he's talking about Jared Kushner, who's, you know, taken on a great deal and becoming very successful, by the way, in the Middle Eastern policies and so on. And Donald Trump appointed him to a pretty high position. Yeah, because he trusts him. You know, I mean, he trusts him. The thing about the difference between Ben Rhodes. Ben, now, if you don't know, Ben Rhodes was the chief. I mean, he was the national security advisor to Obama, Ben Rhodes. And basically, what Ben Rhodes was before he got the job with Obama was like a poet, a writer and a poet. He had no qualifiers to be in that position, talking about national security to the president. And, of course, then there's Obama himself. Do we want to talk about Obama? What was his experience? What was his life experience? Lots of ganja. There's no question about that. The guy had no experience anyhow. He served, what, a term or something like that in the U.S. Senate out of Chicago, out of Illinois? What kind of experience did he? He had none. And he was turning the government over to a guy like Ben Shapiro. Now, Ben Shapiro, oddly enough, is brother to David Shapiro, who was, of course, president of CBS. Maybe that's why. So you had basically an incompetent appointing an incompetent, and they're trying to make the argument, they're flipping the script here badly. These people are just, the sound is off and you can't hear what's going on in the background there.
Of course not.
They're ripping on everything about Donald Trump and the immigrants and so on, because they're in complete support of the immigrants, of course, the illegal foreign nationals, and anything that Donald Trump does is bad. It's really hard to criticize what a billionaire like Donald Trump, very successful individual, when he brings it to the office. And of course, his numbers are going through the roof. The economy is absolutely spinning out of control in a positive way. Unemployment is going down. All the things that are positive about Donald Trump, they cannot come to bring themselves to say anything about. No, because they're being directed at a mean, hateful narrative. And that's the point about these folks. Nika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe. Anyway, that's who these people are with MSNBC. And I bring this in here because, you know, I haven't really brought much of this stuff into the radio show. And now you know why I don't. Because it's craziness. You know, the false narrative that they've developed here is their game. And I don't necessarily play the false narrative thing. That's why I just out of it. And you shouldn't either. You cannot, it's not even apples and oranges. You know, it's pomegranate juice versus strychnine. I think.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.
I don't know why you want to talk about pomegranate juice right now, but I'm just saying. Listen to this.
Fall for it. Well, will they fall for it?
You know, I don't.
Listen to this. This clip is a 10-minute clip. It's still going on.
With shame that we ever had a president like this one.
Okay, into this. I'll give you the time. It's 9 minutes and 15 seconds in from when we first started this. And listen to what they're saying.
And we should defend our borders. People should only get in here legally. But you know what? The Statue of Liberty, it's still in New York Harbor. It still stands for what makes this country great. Out of many, one. That has been our history for years and years, for over 200 years. And yet, what Donald Trump's doing is not only anti-American. I will just say this as a guy that was raised in the Southern Baptist Church, at least based on the Bible I read, the Gospels that I read, the Good Samaritan story that I read, it's unchristlike.
Ah.
What's going on here?
So we're now into this little narrative.
About using people other than yourself.
It's 10 minutes and 11 seconds. That's my point. The story began with about 30 seconds worth of storyline, and now this whole thing's going on to 11 minutes. So 30 seconds worth of storyline, which there's news there. We're not denying the news. There's news there. But the bottom line is, there's no news there. Not for 11 minutes. Not for 11 minutes. All right, we're just going to catch up to this evacuation due to suspicious package. We're catching up with Fox News. See if we got something here. This is Time Warner Center, CNN, New York, evacuated due to suspicious package. Spanish, great. That's what we see. I don't see these. Anyway, we're watching this right now. They've got the building evacuated. So apparently CNN is the target. So CNN, this is what we... Forget about the whole thing that's happening. Let's jump over to... We're going to go to CBS News. See what CBS News says.
The city of New York and also the police commissioner
live.
here just waiting to be briefed on the situation to see if indeed it is what we're hearing, that it was an explosive device mailed to John Brennan here at the Time Warner Center at CNN. Again, I wish I could show you the what's behind the camera, but I can't right now because we're so sort of packed in here like sardines. But it's just people everywhere, along with the press, just trying to get a shot, trying to get a view of what's going on here. Again, we talked about it earlier, Vlad. We travel, I'm not sure about you, but I travel here through this block every single morning heading to work. It is always crowded with tons of people. It's a heavily trafficked hub area here for traffic in the city. So you can only imagine what people are thinking right now as we try to learn about what's going on. You talked about the Time Warner building. You talked about the shops, the many restaurants, and you also talked about the hotels in this area. There are also residential homes in this area, condos. People live in this building here. So we, again, are still just waiting. They were actually had bomb dogs here sniffing these vehicles here that don't look like official vehicles. They may be, but they still had the dogs sniffing vehicles on this side of the block and the opposite block as well, just trying to err on the side of precaution. Trying to protect this area. But again, it is so packed on this.
Okay, so CNN and the Clintons and Obama. See, those are all anti-Trump people, right? So they're going to say the Trump people did it. Some crazy Trump people did this. And I'm going to say I doubt it. I'm going to say this is their way of drawing attention away. That's what I'm going to say. That's just me. I'm suspicious. Tinfoil hat and all. Or how about tinfoil hat in hand? That's me. I think there's something really truly to that. But this too shall pass. And of course they're trying to get some sort of narrative about what's supposed to happen, what should be happening, how it's going to go down, and all that other good stuff. And the fact check is, there's really nothing here. It's a political season. They've got to say something, do something. It's really unfortunate when you can't really trust your whole law enforcement people. You can't trust the media. And we're living in those times. We really are. Uh-oh, another one. Package addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan. So this is late. This is new. Suspicious package is also sent to Clinton's, Obama's, and Democratic lawmaker. And now, John Brennan's into the fray. No. All those deep staters, they're getting suspicious packages. I find it suspicious that they are getting suspicious packages at all. And I certainly don't think the Trump people would do this. This is a stunt. It is a ploy, obviously, by the deep state. You know, keep you thinking, oh, Trump's doing it to us, which is not the case. Which is not the case. Anyway, we're running up against the clock. I want to thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and support newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Donations allow us to get to send out the message to you. So go to newcaliforniastate.com and press on the donate button or read through the articles. We just posted the articles from Epoch Times about the Constitutional Convention, all the things that are happening with the New California. And we really do appreciate the articles that come in. And also the coverage, it's pretty epic. Epoch. It's a little bit different, though. Anyway, great publication. And the stories are listed up on agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. That's the big one. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, we are going to be doing a lot of town halls about New California. Please visit our website. We just have done a whole series of about four or five of them here in the last week. We're into number two this week, number three tomorrow. And I think I got something going on Saturday. I can't remember what it is. It's all a blur. It's all a blur. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.